Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
No need to panic, my dear. Just let your body absorb the rock core.
Counselor Odessa, is everything all right?
Janna, yes, everything is under control. The girl just needed another dose of our special liquid.
More? She's already had 3 injections.
And yet here she is, still semi-conscious. Fighting it.
That's impossible.
See for yourself, Commander. Look at her. In the chamber. Still holding on.
Not even our mightiest warriors can withstand more than 2 doses.
Her DNA is quite incredible. That can be the only reason she hasn't yet succumbed.
It's her crystal blood.
Pardon?
Something the Empress mentioned when we first encountered her on Rassilon. The girl's molecular structure contains the energy of the Lumium crystals.
Ah, yes. And mixed with her human DNA, is it any wonder she has the ability to summon the powers of the greatest beings in the universe? Terra Tremendous is a conduit, an energy conductor. Not to worry, Commander. She will eventually go under and be mind-wiped. No matter how much Rakwa it takes.
What is this on the table?
Ah, the device she wears. I removed it from her wrist.
Ah, yes. She calls it bracelet.
Some sort of crude technology. It suddenly occurred to me that perhaps bracelet was responsible for freeing her last time.
Constructed from primitive materials? If bracelet helped her escape once before, let us make sure it doesn't happen again. Hi-ya! There. Shattered. I do not think we will need to worry about bracelet any longer.
Well done, Commander. That was the girl's last connection to her past. Soon she will only be thinking of the future. A future we control.
Students, form a single line. Yes, 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 all of you. One single line, quickly. Mr. Barrington will be here any moment for roll call.
Cool ship! Hey, Purple Cosmic, you have ships like this on your planet?
Of course we do, Scratch, but our ships are superior.
Hey, Miss Berrycloth.
Mr. Gregory, need a hand with the gear?
Nope, I've got it. So, I see you rounded up the Tremendous 12, huh?
Tremendous 12?
That's my nickname for him. The 12 students chosen by Mr. B to go on the Terra Tremendous Space Rescue Mission. The Tremendous 12.
That's catchy, Mr. Gregory. Though we only have 10 here so far, seem to be missing two. Mr. Reynolds and Ms. Green.
Oh, those two are Terra's besties. I'm sure they'll show up.
Let's hope so, Mr. Gregory. I want to make sure I'm doing the best job for Mr. Barrington. I am the new girl, after all.
You're doing a great job, if you ask me. By the way, feel free to call me Micah. I mean, if you want.
Micah? well, all right. Maybe I will. When we're not at work.
Cool.
And only if you call me Gertie.
Gertie. Done deal.
From my observation, it would appear that you two are... what is the human word again? Flirting with each other.
What? Heavens, no!
I gotta get this gear onto the ship. Excuse me.
Of course. Mr. Gregory was just wanting to make sure everyone on my list was accounted for.
Your rapid heartbeat suggests you are not telling the truth, Miss Berrycloth.
Back in line with the others, Miss Hutchinson.
Hutchinson is my human name, Miss Berrycloth. My real name is Vara Denny Vicks Piper Vonica, but I prefer to be called Purple Cosmic.
Which is lovely and colorful, but you'll still need to get back in line. Come on now, tish tosh. Ah, here comes Mr. Barrington. Oh my goodness, he's walking with the man who's captaining the UXP.
Tell me, Epic.
Tell you what?
What were you doing in the computer room?
I was studying the ship's schematics.
That's what you were supposed to be doing. But a faculty member informed me you managed to hijack the computers...
Your faculty member is delusional.
...and said you were running reports on me.
And if I was, what would I find? What deep, dark secrets might you be hiding?
I have no secrets, Epic.
Then you have nothing to worry about, Barrington. Perhaps I was just trying to learn the secret behind your great sense of fashion.
What?
Well, look at you. You're a snappy dresser, an expensive structured suit, patterned shirt, those spit-polished shoes. You're the only headmaster I know who could walk straight off the campus and into the Met Gala.
Don't play games, Epic.
Honestly, Barrington, shouldn't you be focused on finding your teenage tyrant rather than wasting time accusing me of misdeeds?
Tara is not a tyrant. She is an upstanding student who...
Who, according to you, was abducted by an alien empress, whisked to another solar system where she doesn't have much time to live if she isn't dead already. So I ask again, do we really have time to squabble over your defective security system?
You make trusting you a very difficult thing to do, Epic.
Then try harder. Oh, look. The power UXB. And I see a bunch of monkeys gathered near the ship.
Those aren't monkeys. They're students. Members of our crew. And I'm warning you, Epic, no tricks. Those kids are children, tweens, and teens. I will protect them with my life.
Has anyone ever told you your mollycoddling is suffocating? You have nothing to worry about, Barrington. I promise to be on my best behavior.
Ah, Miss Berrycloth. You've assembled everyone per my request.
Yes, Mr. Barrington. They're here just waiting for Miss Reynolds and Miss Green.
Breathe, Miss Berrycloth. Hold it together. Miss Berrycloth. This is Professor Epicopoulos. Epic, this is my second assistant, Miss Berrycloth.
Hello.
Look at her, shaking like an autumn leaf. Is she ill, Barrington?
Miss Berrycloth is in tip-top shape, Professor. Aren't you, my dear? Be strong.
Yes, yes, I am the tip of the top. I am fine. I am a strong woman. I am not afraid. I am not afraid of you anymore, you monster!
I beg your pardon. I'm a scientist.
Did I just say all that out loud?
Yes. Yes, you did, Miss Berrycloth.
The woman's insane, obviously.
Oh, God. So sorry, sir.
It's all right.
Monster. Really?
You've been called worse.
Touché. Now then, what do I see standing before me here? 10 bright, shiny faces.
Yes. These are the students I've chosen to accompany us into space. They possess certain powers that might be needed during the rescue.
My, my, aren't you a brave bunch? Risking your young and precious lives to save little Tammy Tremendous.
Tara Tremendous.
I must commend you, children. The chances of returning to Earth are slim to none. But still, here you are.
Wait, are we gonna die?
Professor Epicopoulos is just teasing students.
It's Captain Epic. Yes, yes, I like the sound of that. Captain Epic. And I'm not teasing.
Don't you mean Dr. Epic? Are you not the world-renowned supervillain?
Wait, this guy? A supervillain? He looks like a wacky professor to me.
Ha! The youth of today. So charming. And what is your name, dear boy?
Marcus Wells, a.k.a. Scratch.
Scratch. Well, with a name like that, you must be some sort of a wolf boy with minimal powers.
Wanna find out? We can start with my razor claws.
Mr. Wells... Please.
Excellent move, Scratch. You just put the doctor on notice.
Really, Purple Face? Perhaps I should demonstrate my ring to little Scratch Boy here. The one on my pinky. It can do marvelous things, like produce energy that I can manipulate shape into a, let's say, a chainsaw.
Whoa!
How would you like a wacky professor to grind your claws into dust?
Epic, God, you can't threaten a student.
Threaten? I was merely demonstrating my abilities.
Just get on the ship, will you?
Of course. See you on board, monkeys.
Let's get on with roll call, shall we?
Hello?
Hello.
What
Concubine Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun? Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
The extra dosage seems to be working.
At long last. I knew it was only a matter of time.
The Empress will be quite pleased.
I presume you're still on board with the plan, Commander? To use Terra Tremendous for our own purposes once the Empress has finished with her?
Yes. But if the Empress finds out what we're up to...
She won't. Trust me, Janna. I'm very good at keeping secrets. How else do you think I became head of the High Council?
I'll keep that in mind. Good day.
Terra Tremendous. You are the gift that we'll be giving for a very long time.
Mr. Harris, a.k.a. Hyperloop, you're good to board.
I'm so on it. Hyperlooping out.
Vanished. Hopefully he hyperlooped onto the ship. Scratch, you're cleared to board.
Thanks, Mr. B. Can't wait to see inside the ship.
And Purple Cosmic, you may proceed.
Have my special requirements been satisfied, sir?
Yes, we've equipped your quarters with the appropriate air filters.
Thank you, Mr. Barrington. I shall now float up the ramp and enter the ship.
Mysterious young lady.
Who is wearing that purple cloak and hood?
The hoods are customary on her planet.
That's what I love about my job, Mr. Barrington. All the wonderful diversity from across the universe.
I enjoy your enthusiasm, Miss Barraclough.
Ah, I see Miss Green and Mr. Reynolds coming now.
Excellent. Elemental Heart and Remix are essential to this space voyage.
Hey, Mr. Barrington.
Hi, Mr. B.
At last. Seth, Chloe, welcome aboard.
look at this thing!
So awesome!
I must say, it's impressive. I mean, for a ship built by humans.
This way to the main hub, guys!
Well, sir, that does it. The Tremendous 12 are all accounted for and on board. I'm sure you don't want me to tag along? I make a mean hot chocolate.
I'm certain you do, Miss Berrycloth. But I need you here to help Miss Fansby hold down the fort.
Understood, sir. Well, I best be getting back to Hero Hall then. Good luck, Mr. Barrington.
There he is, ma'am. Mr. Barrington! Mr. Barrington!
Moments from a clean getaway.
Mr. Barrington, that was quite the slip you gave us.
I was not trying to give you the slip, Mrs. DuPont. I'm very busy with preparations.
Well, I need you to multitask and focus on me. Now then, what exactly did you mean when you said you were powering up a starship and heading to space to find Terra?
I think he meant exactly what he said, ma'am. Take a look at that.
Oh my God.
Yes, it's the Power UXB starship.
You're really traveling to outer space.
Yes. So I suggest you go back to Hero Hall and find Miss Fansby, who will arrange your teleportation back to San Francisco. Right now, I need to focus on finding Tara, which is something I think you'd also want, Mrs. DuPont.
I haven't gotten anything I've wanted since I set foot on this screwy island, and its camp is a crackpot. And if you think I'm going to risk getting my atoms scrambled up again, forget it. I'm sure a great big ship like the UX whatever has room for my assistant and me. You can drop both of us off on your way to outer space. Come on, Abigail, up the ramp.
Ma'am! Wait for me!
Mrs. DuPont, Miss Pruitt.
Sir?
Don't bother trying to get them off the ship, Micah. They're impossible. We'll just have to make a pit stop in San Francisco. It's the path of least resistance.
No, sir. I wanted to let you know that security has picked up a strange energy source coming from under Power U.
Oh? Where, exactly?
Underneath Radcliffe Chamber.
Ah, that's most likely due to that Odanta machine.
Sir?
A space weapon one of the heroes brought back and stored underneath the chamber a few years ago. Acts up a few times a year.
Whew, that makes me feel a little better.
Yes. We already have our hands full getting this ship off the ground without having to worry about something happening beneath Power U.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by Wonkybot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a Wonkybot original series produced by Wonkybot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. Wonkybot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
audi clamoren meum. Veri portasissimos infernae! Surge malum, surge in malum!
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.